Alex Golish seems like the right fit at Auburn after all, and it's not just me saying it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Is Golish the right fit at Auburn after all? We're going to listen to a clip from Chris Doering from the SEC Network talking about fit, talking about year one continuity. How is that even possible? And then we're going to take a look at the basketball SEC schedule release. We get to see all of our home games, all of our away games. We'll break those down too. As well, I want to jump right into the clip from Chris because I thought this was interesting. He was on the Next Round, and there were two particular things that he mentioned when talking about Alex Golish that I think are fascinating to really discuss. So here's the clip. We'll break it down after.
Yeah, he's awesome. I think the key word for this coaching hiring carousel last year was fit. I think there's unbelievable fit this year. We talked about Summerall's fit at Florida. Will Stein is another guy that I'm really excited about, the son of a former Kentucky player that was born and bred in that state, understands the dynamics that exist there with the sharing the limelight with basketball the way that a few other schools in the SEC do. But for me, Alex Golish, as soon as he came in, he started hitting on some hot-button words that were music to Auburn's ears, the way they play physically, the way that they're intent on running the football. This is a guy that brought over Byron Brown, his quarterback from USF, that threw for 3,000 and rushed for 1,000. And you go back, look historically, there's very few players that have been able to do that. Lamar Jackson's one, Vince Young's another, so good company there. Cam Newton's another. But I think, like, in terms of year number one, there's not a better team with continuity that I've ever seen before. You keep DJ Durkin and a lot of the defensive players, so you got continuity on that side. You bring Byron Brown over and, like, five or six of his receivers from USF. You bring his center over. So, like, there's a lot of continuity there. I think, you know, that combination, the conversation I had earlier about John Summerall taking Florida to the most wins from last year to this year, I think Alex Golish is in that same conversation. And I think that the opening game of SEC play with Golish hosting Summerall is going to, you know, maybe have a big launching point for one of those schools going forward and making that big jump from last year to this.
Fit can be a trigger word, I think, a lot of times when you're talking about Auburn. It's funny because I got to call myself out here a little bit too. When Auburn has gone through a coaching hire, fit to me has always been at the top, one of the top, at close to the top of the list. Hey, you may check a lot of boxes, but does it fit at Auburn? And I think you can ask 10 different people what that word means. Like, what does it mean to fit in at Auburn? And I think you'll probably get 10 different answers. But, I mean, at least from my perspective, I've always thought, hey, probably, you know, Southern ties needs to matter. Like, you got to have some connections in the South. Some level of understanding of Auburn, because I think Auburn can be complicated at times. The power structure, you got to do a little bit extra, I think, because it's just not the state school, and you got to go do the little things that matter to get Auburn to where they can be competitive on all, you know, all the levels, whether it's on the football field, off the football field, and recruiting. Now it's fundraising and so on and so forth. You know, some people want a tie to Auburn. There's just so many things that you talk about fit when you talk about what does it mean to fit as the head coach at Auburn. And I'm going to be honest. I don't know that Alex Golish checked many of those boxes at all, like the traditional boxes as a fit. He's never even been to Auburn. I think his first time to Auburn was whenever he flew in for his introductory press conference. Very little SEC experience. I mean, he had the experience at Tennessee, which is great and very, very beneficial, but I would not consider him an SEC guy. Would you guys consider him an SEC guy? And then, you know, obviously not from the South region. I mean, there's just so many things where it was like when he was first hired, I mean, like, yeah, I get it on paper. Like, I understand how he turned South Florida around. I understand how, you know, the offensive numbers work and how impressive that is, what he did at Tennessee, and then to watch Tennessee after he left offensively and then watch what he immediately did at South Florida. Like, I get all that. But at least initially, I was a little bit concerned because of fit. And then as he gets here, I've learned so much about what it means to fit at Auburn from Alex Golish that maybe I was just missing the mark completely. Honestly, if you just come in and you put in effort and you harp on culture and toughness and you stand firm in your values, to me, that's really all it means to fit. You're going to fit in. Because toughness, that seems to be one of the words that are described or one of the words that are listed the most to describe the teams that had success at Auburn that Auburn fans want to see those teams get back, these teams get back to. Those teams were tough, man. They were tough. They were physical. You knew you were going to have to strap it up when you came to Auburn, when Auburn was coming to you. You were going to have to ice up after. It feels like a lot of that has been lost over the past many, many years. That's one of the things: physicality, violence, toughness, discipline. Those are the things that he's preached as soon as he's gotten here. He's made friends where he needs to make friends. He stood firm on the lines that you can and can't cross. And he's been mega transparent. And then on top of that, you know, the running the football thing, which Auburn fans love. Like Terry Bowden said it best, I think they'd rather go 8-3. I think at that point in time, they're only playing 11 games, 8-3 running the ball than go 10-1, you know, passing the ball. That's a discussion for another day, but he did come in talking about how they're going to run the heck out of the ball. I've learned a lot about what it means to fit at Auburn, and I don't think it's necessarily a cookie-cutter answer anymore. I just think if you're honest, you're transparent, you preach toughness, you preach discipline, and you get out and you recruit your butt off, I think you'll fit in at Auburn. It doesn't really matter where you're from. I would have thought Hugh Freeze was the most perfect fit for Auburn for all the reasons I said at the beginning. And look how it worked out. I would have thought if Brian Harsin had a lot of the same attributes, in my opinion, from a coaching football standpoint as Alex Golish, if he would have just tried on the recruiting trail, tried at all of understanding the pieces outside of just what happens in the facility, he probably could have been a fit eventually. Alex Golish has really opened my eyes, and I would never think about Alex Golish. I would have never thought about Alex Golish and being a fit at Auburn was ever going to be a thing, unless obviously he started winning and it would just take time. But I think he's a fit right now. What do y'all think? I want to talk about first-year continuity because, first of all, that seems like an oxymoron. And then how valuable is it? Let's talk about all that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to buyauburn.com. Be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. We've got a business directory, a list of companies all over the country, mostly in the Southeast. We want to keep moving all over the place. All kinds of different industries. If you're an Auburn fan and you're going to make a purchase or you need a service, why not start with your family, man? Start with Auburn. Go to buyauburn.com, check out, see what we have, see if there's something in your area or there's a service out there that doesn't necessarily confine to one area. And then if it's not there, hey, do what you got to do after that. But let's start with Auburn, folks. Let's pump up and support Auburn businesses. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. He mentioned first-year continuity, and Auburn's probably got the most first-year continuity than anyone. And when you think about a first-year coach, the last thing on your mind is continuity. As a matter of fact, I don't know that that would ever be remotely in the conversation because it's going to be so much new. I'll take it a step further. It's hard to find much continuity in college football today, even in maybe a second or third year head coach, with the amount of moving around, not just from players, but from coaches as well. You're carrying over into your, third year now of DJ Durkin, Fontrell King-Williams. A lot of those players, those young players stayed. There's a ton of continuity on that defensive side that should be able to pick up right where they left off last year. And then on the offensive side, I mean, when you really, really think about it, you got your whole offensive staff is staying together, and then you got your really the two focal points, your center and your quarterback that know nothing other than this offense. And then several other key pieces on the offensive side that don't know anything other than this offense. There's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for some of the new guys. But when you are surrounded by guys that know where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there at any point in time during a football game, during a football play, and this is all they know. This is all the only way they've ever practiced, the only way they've ever played. It's pretty fascinating when you go down the schedule to look at situations and say, man, I tell you what, there's a lot going on here, but at least those questions aren't having to be asked at Auburn. I've done the exercise before. I'm not going to do it again and go game by game and look at it. The question is not that the continuity is there. It's kind of cool to see. But the question is, what is the value of that continuity? And I think that is ultimately the question that will decide how successful Auburn is right away. It doesn't necessarily define where Auburn will always be, but at least for this current team, this season, the value of that continuity, I'm not 1,000% sure what it is yet. On paper, it feels like it helps. On paper, it feels like when you can go into the, I guess this would be the fifth year of the quarterback that you've had forever, that you've developed, that you've molded, that excelled at a really high level. You feel like on paper that's great, but the question is going to be, how does that continuity translate to SEC competition? And I'm going to be honest, I don't know. I think it helps more so if you took let's do this. If you just took a generic team and you went and found, and this is a G5 take a step up conversation. Okay, if you had a generic team and you said you could get like one of the best G5 quarterbacks from one team, one of the better G5 wide receivers from another team, one of the better or more experienced G5 centers from another team, and you picked and choosed all the way through, but they all came from different teams. If you could, if you did that on one side, and then maybe you even take a step down in talent. Maybe you don't go get the best, but you go get a comparable, slightly comparable wide receiver and essentially the South Florida crew, and you put it next to each other. I don't know which one is going to necessarily perform better, but you feel like the edge, at least early on, has to go to all the guys that played together, as long as there's not a giant gap. And I don't think there's a huge, there's going to be a huge gap between Byron Brown and any G5 quarterback that was out there. I don't think there's much gap between Byron Brown and any quarterback, but specifically G5 quarterback. I don't think there's a huge gap between maybe even a Keyshawn Singleton and insert like best G5 wide receiver out there. He could have gotten commanded big money elsewhere. And then you kind of go down the list. I think at least early on, you got to give the nod to the South Florida guys. I think if you compared those two, I think the South Florida guys would probably yield you a little bit more success. Again, we're talking generic team here. But ultimately, we won't know until they hit the field. Those pieces, though, they will be a major factor in everything that Auburn does on offense. So, again, the continuity is great. There's a lot of teams that are going to be hitting their fall camp, still installing, still learning. Auburn's going to hit their fall camp, and it's going to be essentially they could probably start game planning week one. They could probably start – there's probably nothing much left to install. So how much value is that? How valuable is that? We'll see that very, very soon, because you'll have an SEC opener week three that's going to be a vitally important game to kind of set off the trajectory or set the trajectory of where Auburn could finish this season. How valuable is continuity to you guys? Let me know in the comments. The SEC basketball schedule has been released. We have all of their home and away games. And I don't know why Auburn did this, but it's the color is confusing to me, because I would automatically think home would be orange and white would be away. Am I crazy there? But it's flipped. Home is the white games. Away are the orange games. And if you're listening, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But basically, she's got the logo of each team and the date and every schedule and the, like the way you differentiate who's home and who's away is the color. So you open up with a road game at Texas A&M, which is obviously going to be tough, but then you get Tennessee and Georgia. The Tennessee home opener is going to be tough. I noticed you got road trips to Lexington. You get Florida at home, which is great because we just never seem – I know we just knocked them off last year, one of the best wins in college basketball, but that always seems to be a – tough place to go play. You got to go to that godforsaken Vanderbilt arena, which is unfortunate. Auburn never plays well there. I don't know why. It's just, it's like the again, I call it the Shakespeare Festival. It looks like a, it looks like an auditorium. I think it's actually called an auditorium. But a pretty nice home schedule. I think it's balanced with some of the lower teams in the SEC, and then you got some of the better teams in the SEC. And the road schedule doesn't look that, I guess, daunting. Let's go with that. You do have to go to Arkansas. That's going to be tough. You have Ole Miss, which is – they're not great. South Carolina, Texas, LSU, and Vanderbilt is some of your – I think easier road games, and then your tougher ones are obviously going to be A&M, Arkansas, Alabama, and Kentucky. No, the most road games you're going to play in a row, or I guess two, they're at the end. But yeah, pretty favorable schedule. What do y'all think about the basketball schedule? I'm pumped for the basketball season. After seeing a couple of practices, I think the pieces are there. I think that's going to be it for today. Let me know what y'all think about continuity. Let me know what y'all think about the Alex Golish fit. Was I way off there? Or did you have some similar feelings? Were you concerned about how he would actually fit in with his background compared with, you know, former Auburn coaches? And, hey, you know what? It's not like there's just been anybody that just lit the world on fire recently. So maybe there is no such thing as a fit. Maybe you just come in, you just win football games. You just figure it out, you work hard, and you just win football games, and that makes you fit. Auburn will accept you. It doesn't matter who you are if you can win football games right now. Guys, y'all have a great rest of your day. Make sure you like. Make sure you're subscribed. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.